This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As a significant segment of America laments Wednesday's anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, National Right to Life is releasing its annual report on the state of abortion. Besides legislative advances and a decline of 32% in abortion last year, American opinion continues to swing away from its earlier support for abortion. Nevertheless, the report notes over 3,000 abortions daily have brought the total number of U.S. abortions to over 56 million. Humor lives on in the political world. Answering New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's tacky attempt to ostracize right-to-life advocates and others he opposes, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is welcoming offended New Yorkers to Louisiana. In a poor apology Tuesday, Cuomo blamed the media for his comments and his office took a backhanded swipe at the groups Cuomo originally targeted. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, early numbers from this week's local pro-life demonstrations against abortion show an uptick in attendance, and an amazing new process is offering parents a 3D model of their preborn children. Even the fact that a fetal model can be crafted with accuracy offers information of prenatal childhood that continues to take apart the myths of abortion practice. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.